What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, it's Dirty Work Wednesday. It's our favorite time of the week. So who are we talking to today, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Shaggy and Natalia. My name is Mariah from North Yorktown.
Well, what's up? So what can we do for you today on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I'm engaged to an amazing man. His name is Tyler. Our wedding is actually coming up this October.
Oh, God. Please tell me you don't think he's cheating on you. Your wedding is, like, literally right around the corner, and I know you must have, like, everything... pretty much booked and set, so please don't tell me you think he's cheating.
Yeah, no, he's not cheating at all. Tyler is actually a phenomenal human being. This is actually about my future mother-in-law. I think she doesn't like me at all, but she puts on this show in front of Tyler and pretends to like me whenever he's around.
Uh-oh. Ah, a monster-in-law, I see. More details, yeah. Please.
Well, okay. For example, we went to her house for Mother's Day brunch on Sunday. It was like the whole family, aunts, cousins, just everyone. There was a point when I walked into the kitchen and she was showing one of Tyler's aunts her phone. And they were both laughing hysterically. So I naturally asked, hey, what's so funny? They both immediately stopped laughing and she said nothing at all. It was really odd and just... made me feel really out of place. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the day goes on, and then there was another instance where Tyler's mom was outside with one of his female cousins, and once again, I walk into his mom, okay, showing her phone to the cousin, and they are both dying from laughter. So again, I ask, what is so funny? And they both immediately stop laughing, and she says, nothing is funny. And she was super cold with her response that time. So my guess is that whatever she is showing people on her phone has something to do with me.
Yeah, it sounds like... Okay, so let me ask you this. I know the monster-in-law thing. Do you think you're maybe overthinking things? You have said that she is nice to you when, like, Tyler's around.
No, I really don't think I'm overthinking things. I mean, there have been other instances and examples that I could give you, but my gut is screaming that this woman just doesn't like me at all.
Okay, so you want us to call his mom, get to the bottom of things, and figure out if she really doesn't truly like you.
Yes, exactly. Shaggy, aren't you really great at tricking people and getting the truth out mm-hmm. of them without them knowing what is really up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I heard that Dirty Work Wednesday where the boss admitted he was giving a guy a promotion just so he could play more golf with him, and it wasn't based on performance.
Correct. So, yes, I am good at this. What we need, give us the name because I have an idea already.
Okay, her name is Debbie.
Okay, Mariah, hold on the line. Give Natalia Debbie's phone number, and we will call her right after this song. And I got an idea. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Hello?
Hello, is this Debbie?
Yes, it is. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is Tom Segura, and I'm calling from Verizon Wireless today. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. But listen, I have zero interest in any promotional upgrades, so we can go ahead and end this call, okay?
Debbie, no. This isn't about any promotional upgrades. This was to inform you that you have might been cyber hacked, and we want to make sure that you haven't been compromised or your phone hasn't.
Oh, really? Well, that's terrible. How does that happen to a company like yours? Anyway, neither here nor there. I want to know how I was compromised.
Okay, well, the way we know is if you've been compromised is that you need to look at your photo album on your phone, and if there is a picture that's randomly been saved on there that you don't recognize, that means you've been hacked. So if you can do me a solid and take a moment, look at your album and tell me the last three photos that you have saved, and we can go from there.
Okay. All right, I'm doing that. I'm doing it right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, let me just pull it up. The last two photos are of a really ugly woman.
Okay, well, are these photos the ones you're familiar with, or are they random photos that just popped up on your album and you don't know?
Oh, no, I know this person. She's my son's plastic Barbie doll fiance that used to be a really horrendous, like, ugly, hideous duckling.
Okay, wow. It sounds like you haven't been cyber attacked, but I am human, and I just want to ask, why would you have these pictures of your son's fiance saved to your phone?
I did research, you know, and if you, I found pictures of her from college, high school, as a little kid in school, and I saved them to my phone so I could show all of the family and our friends what Tyler's fiance used to look like, which was a disgusting troll before her daddy spent oodles and oodles on her plastic surgery just to get her to look decent. Oh, it's comical, really. It's funny. Anyway, so I wasn't cyber hacked after all?
No, ma'am. That's good news. You weren't cyber attacked, but I do hope that you and your son's fiance can become friends. I mean, if it's his fiance, they're probably going to get married.
I highly doubt that. Snowball's chance in hell. That ugly is too fake for me.
Okay, well, that's all I need for now, but man, you are a Tyler, the fiance.
All right, Tyler, we got you on the phone. So you heard everything that your mom, Debbie, said. You and Mariah both did. Pretty nasty stuff. So where do you go from here? Are you going to address this with your mom? What happens?
Yeah, so I will address it with my mom. It's sad that she doesn't see what I see in Mariah. It's sad that I had to find out this way, and that Mariah had to find out this way, but I will 1,000,000,000% approach my mom and make sure those photos are deleted and it's not an issue ever again.
I know, but the damage is kind of done. Where does your relationship stand with your mom? I mean, I know she's your mom. I'm sure you love her, but I don't know. This is really tricky.
Yeah, so there's two things. One is, I know for a fact my mom's upset that I didn't marry a girl in my past that she still currently talks to and thinks that I missed that note. And second thing is, my mother used to be pretty overweight,
mm-hmm,
and was very self-conscious. And my father and mom paid for her surgery, and she deleted all of those photos because she was embarrassed by it. So out of all people, she should know what it's like to feel body shamed and bullied. So if she doesn't delete the photos, it doesn't treat Mariah the way that I want my mother to treat Mariah, then we just won't come around anymore.
Yeah, I think your mom owes Mariah and you like a huge apology.
Absolutely. And if she does it, like I said, we will 1,000% just not come around and upset me, but I... Mariah doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, we agree, man. And thanks for calling us. And we hope the best for you. We hope your mom maybe learns from this and maybe you guys can move along. But thanks for your call, my man.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.